David Lang, and many, many more. Again, that's the Spontaneous Combustion New Music Festival happening January 19th through February 10th at the Old Church, 1422 Southwest 11th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the 35th Annual Real Music Film Festival, taking place January 12th through January 30th at the Northwest Film Center. New works and classics are featured this year, including Charles Mingus, Triumph of the Underdog, Chavela, Long Strange Trip, The Untold Story of the Grateful Dead, The Big Beat, Fats Domino and the Birth of Rock and Roll, and many, many more. Again, that's the 35th Annual Real Music Film Festival, taking place January 12th through the 30th. All screenings are at the Witzel Auditorium in the Portland Art Museum, 1219 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Fix-It Fair on Saturday, January 27th. 9:30 a.m. at George Middle School in Portland. The Fix-It Fair helps you learn simple ways to save money and connect with resources. Join your neighbors and talk to the experts about how to spend less and stay healthy. There will be exhibits and hourly workshops on water and energy savings, food and nutrition, neighborhood and community resources, weatherizing your home, transportation, a repair cafe, and much more, with childcare and lunch provided. Again, that's the Fix-It Fair on Saturday, January 27th, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at George Middle School, 10,000 North Burr Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Have you heard?
KBOO hosts beloved community and action movie nights every third Thursday at 7 p.m. right here at the radio station. On February 15th, we'll show the film Real Injun, a Canadian documentary film that explores the portrayal of Native Americans in film. Real Injun is illustrated with excerpts from classic and contemporary portrayals of Native people in Hollywood movies and interviews with filmmakers, actors, and historians. Again, that's a screening of Real Injun for the KBOO Beloved Community in Action Movie Night on Thursday, February 15th at 7 p.m. at KBOO, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
But do you think people listen to radio commercials as much as they do television commercials?
Maybe more so.
How do you figure that?
Well, in television, your tube goes black for a minute just before the commercial comes on.
Yeah?
That serves as a warning device to millions of people that they have a split second to get out of the room.
I never thought of that.
In radio, an advertiser can just sort of sneak up on you without any warning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you haven't noticed your car radio suddenly fading to black before the commercial, have you?
And not recently, no. But can't you still walk out when the radio commercial comes on?
Not at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm. Okay, but do you think you can really make me pay attention to a radio commercial?
I just did.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM, and this is The Roots of Rock and Roll, where the past comes back.
Well, hi, everybody. Who listens to radio? We do, right here at KBOO 90.7 FM, right here in the great state of Portland, Oregon. Joey G on this side of the mic today with some legendary hits from the past. Someone asked me many years ago, what is doo-wop? Well, dear friends, I'll try to explain it in as few words as possible. The doo-wop sound actually was developed in African-American communities of New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Los Angeles, and many other cities, whose fledgling young groups were just starting their careers back in the 1940s. As Bill Kenny, Mr. Inkspot, the godfather of doo-wop, once said, the groups would use a top and bottom format which featured a high tenor singing lead, vocals, and a bass singer who was reciting the lyrics in the middle of the song. In a nutshell, doo-wop features vocal group harmony, nonsense syllables, a repetitive simple beat, sometimes little or no instrumentation, and simple music and lyrics. And there you have it. It's going to be an interesting fast hour, so like I always say, keep both hands on the steering wheel during your drive home, ignore the traffic, and best of all, turn it up.
My plea, why love that girl, love that girl. Hold me, baby, squeeze me, never let me go. I'm not taking chances because I love her, love her so, oh, 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 gee. Yes, I love her. Yes, I need her. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
Cause I love a lover so.
My love, oh gee. Well, oh gee. My, oh gee. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
Oh, 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 please listen to me. Hear my plea. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
Yeah, a little bit of The Crows and G. That was supposed to be the first rock and roll record actually ever made. Of course, that's debatable. From Harlem, New York, rock and roll hit with Daniel Sonny Norton on lead. Just before that, we heard The Clovers, one of the first doo-wop songs to come out in 1953. Good Lovin'. They were from Washington, D.C., featuring John Buddy Bailey on lead. And we opened it up with one of my favorites, an Earl Bostic song called Answer Me. He was the king of the alto sax back in the early 50s. That one was from 57. And at the top of the set, you heard that sensequential Stan Freberg, who listens to radio, backed up by Sarah Vaughan and Quincy Jones. One of those funny intros they used to have about radios back in the day. And we've got a lot. Still more coming up on The Roots of Rock and Roll. Stay tuned.
Sincerely, when you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill. Rumble or tango, mambo, calypso or strand, lights are turned down low. You go hand in hand. When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill.
Is it yes or is it no? Should I stay and be happy, dear, or should I go? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. Does your heart beat like mine? Don't you sometimes think that you've had too much wine? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. When you're near, everything is so sweet. When you're gone, I feel like I'm in need. When you smile, I feel so gay. Oh, is it yes or is it no? Should I stay and be happy, dear, or should I go? If this is so, I'll be forever loving you. Tell me so.
If this is so, I'll be forever loving you.
Yeah, that's what you call doo-wop, as you just heard. That was the Academics out of New Haven, Connecticut, with a great lead by Dave Fisher. They were called Darla My Darlin' from 1956. Those nonsense syllables, yeah, with the background led by the chorus of the group. Just before that, we heard the Eldorados from Chicago with Perky Moses on lead, I'll Be Forever Loving You on VJ from 55. And before that, probably perhaps the first doo-wop song ever, and it's debatable, from Philly, that had the Turbans, When You Dance, on Harold from 1955. And at the top of the set, the Moonglows, the famous Moonglows out of Louisville, Kentucky, featuring Harvey Fuqua and Sincerely, one of the top chart busters in 1954 on Chess. We still got more right here on our doo-wop show today. Stay tuned.
Ding dong.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Honey, papa cow, papa cow, papa cow, cow.
Honey, papa cow, papa cow, papa cow, cow.
The late Frankie Lyman right there, and the Teenagers from the Bronx, featuring the late Sherman Garnes on that opening line, doobie bop a cow. Well, love it. They went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. That was Jimmy Wright's orchestra backing them up. And that was from 1956. Just before that, we heard the Solitaires, who were famous for Walking Along. That one was called The Angels Sang. From Harlem, New York, with Eddie Jones on lead, from 1956 as well. And the Rainbows were just before that. They recorded on Pilgrim and also on Red Robin from Washington, D.C., with Don Covey and Chester Simmons sharing the leads on Mary Lee from 1956. And the top of the set, the Echoes, doing Ding Dong from On G from 1956, a trio from Brooklyn featuring Tommy Duffy and his group. All right, we still got more right here on the Roots of Rock and Roll. Stay tuned.
Tell me why. Tell me why the stars in the sky, they're the same kind of stars that I see in your eyes. I love you, yes I do. Oh, won't you tell me why?
Chop, chop.
Tell me why, tell me why. Why my heart skips a beat every time that you're near, every time that we meet. I love you, yes I do. Oh, won't you tell me why?
No, why love you like I do? No, why do? Don't know why I love you. Don't know why I care. I just want your love to share. I wonder why I love you like I do. Is it because I think you love me too? I wonder why I love you like I do. Like I do.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
Barbara, My Barbara on Warwick by the Del Royals from New Orleans. That was their only minor hit back in 1960. Before that, we heard an all-girl group called the Quintones, Down the Isles of Love. And, of course, we had that repeat chorus in the background, which really made doo-wop happen. From Yorktown, Pennsylvania, with a lead by Roberta Heyman. Just before that, Dion and the Belmonts, four guys that made their living singing doo-wop on Belmont Avenue in the Bronx, I Wonder Why, back from 1958. And of course, at the top of the set, we had Norman Fox and the Rob Roys, Tell Me Why. They also were from the Bronx, a great doo-wop song featuring Marshall Helfand on bass, and a group you could tell by the mimicking of the instruments in the background. That's what doo-wop was all about. We still got more right here on the Roots of Rock and Roll. Stay tuned.
Ah.
No, 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 don't kiss me anymore.
Please be mine.
Upon a time, there was
Yeah, there were some good old boys from Odessa, Texas, the Velvets. But tonight could be the night on Monument 61, 1961. Yeah, they were a great R&B quintet from Odessa, Texas, led by Virgil Johnson. That is classic doo-wop right there. Before that, you heard Wachelle and the Candles, Wachelle Henderson, Once Upon a Night, Once Upon a Time, excuse me, Swingin', on the Swingin' label, 61. From Los Angeles, they were only one-hit wonder. Okay, and before that, we heard the Marcells, another classic doo-wop group called Blue Moon, with Fred Johnson on bass. And at the top of the set, Chanters. That was a Frankie Lyman sound-alike with Bud Johnson on lead from Queens, New York, called No, No, No from 1961 on Deluxe label. I got a couple more still left for you to play, but I'd like to say this. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Roots of Rock and Roll today, because it looks like they're just about ready to kick me out of here for now. But before I go, always keep in mind, if you like what you hear on this station, please consider becoming a member of 90.7 FM by making a contribution to KBOO and helping us to continue the excellence in the type of program that you so richly deserve. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! After this, and as always, until we see you next time, so long.
Watch out!
Here we go again.
Next up, the Marcells.
Heartache. 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 Heart
yep, 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 them, them, them.
Hot,
I can't believe your love is just a burning memory.
What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new.
Yep, 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 yep.
Okay, we'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.
February 13th, 1983, KBOO Community Radio held an open house to celebrate moving into a building that we could come to own here at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Join us Tuesday, February 13th for the 35th anniversary of the open house moving-in party. Food, drinks, tours, and memories will be on hand as we celebrate 35 years in this building and 50 years of KBOO. That's the 35th anniversary open house, Tuesday, February 13th, 5 to 8 p.m., here at your community radio station, KBOO Portland. More information can be found at 50yearsofkboo.fm.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 15 seconds to 4 o'clock. Coming up next is your afternoon dose of Democracy Now!
Park City, Utah, at the Sundance Film Festival, this is Democracy Now!
The president has argued that he has legal immunity as president of the United States. In response, of course, we argued that that issue has been decided in the case of Paula Jones versus President Clinton, wherein the United States Supreme Court said that no man is above the law, including the president of the United States, for unofficial acts.
That's pioneering women's rights attorney Gloria Allred, who represents one of the women who've accused President Trump of sexual assault. She spoke at the women's rally in Park City, Utah this week. Allred was at Sundance because she herself is now the subject of a new documentary called Seeing Allred. We'll speak with Gloria Allred, as well as another feminist